Overall, U.S. meat production year over year is still expected to rise, according to USDA estimates. But as World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer notes, there were some small movements month to month in the beef sector.
We did decrease 2015 beef production, and that's on slower marketings, offset a little bit by the fact that those animals are coming in heavier.
Broiler production was also adjusted lower, 0.2% from November. Now, when it comes to price estimates, the big change was in steer prices, both compared to the previous month and year over year.
Down $1.13 in 2015 on moderate weak packer demand, and down $5 in 2016 on what is expectations for weaker packer demand.
On the meat trade side, expectations for pork were lowered,
where we trimmed expectations for 2015 exports by 50 million pounds and 2016 exports by 100 million pounds. And this is based upon a continued lack of competitiveness. So the strong dollar is hurting us in our pork export markets.
Milk production estimates were trimmed in the latest USDA supply and demand forecast.
We trimmed production a little bit in both years, 15 and 16, 400 million pounds in 15, 500 million pounds in 16, and that's on slower growth in milk per cow. We continue to see California and the Southwest cow output lagging. Although cow numbers aren't changed, obviously lower milk per cow expectations is pulling that number down.
Meyer says large world supplies of cheese and butter coupled with weaker demand led to a reduction in forecasted exports for 2016. From the price perspective for dairy, an over 4% decline in non-fat milk price from November was countered by an almost 2% monthly gain in butter prices.
The net result is the all milk price up a nickel in 2015 and down 5 cents in 2016, and that's really following the Class 3 milk price driven by those changes in butter and NDM prices.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.